We often get distracted and lose focus on our priorities. Have you ever been working on an important document when an email notification suddenly pops up? If you're like most people, you probably drop the document and check the email right away. But why does this happen? Our minds are easily distracted. We're constantly hit with new information from tweets, emails, and text messages. When something new comes in, we can't tell if it's important without looking. So, if your inbox pings, you have to check to see if it's spam or a job offer. This constant distraction makes it hard to stay focused on important tasks long enough to finish them. The constant flow of new information and tasks means people focus more on the amount of work done as a measure of productivity. True productivity, quality over quantity. Salespeople have sales targets, and teachers have graduation targets. However, just doing lots of tasks isn't a good measure of productivity. Sending many emails and attending meetings can make someone feel busy but doesn't reflect work quality. It's better to measure productivity by how much progress is made on important goals. Focusing on quantity can also make us lose sight of our bigger life goals. For instance, if you dream of becoming a writer but are always distracted at your day job and have to work evenings to catch up, you need to get organized. This will help you stay focused and create time to work towards your goals. Blend creativity and organization for maximum potential achievement. Are you a dreamer or a doer? This question highlights two key traits for achieving your goals: perspective and control. Perspective is the ability to see the big picture, while control is the skill to organize and manage your tasks to align with that big picture. You need both to reach your full potential. Some people are good at controlling tasks but lack big picture thinking. They aren't creative and prefer organizing existing ideas rather than coming up with new ones. For example, they might be excellent at tweaking document fonts or refilling the printer with paper, but struggle when it's time to write new proposals. Balance creativity and control for success. Some people have lots of ideas and are always doodling or taking notes. However, they never finish their projects because they get distracted by new ideas. The best approach is to balance control and creativity. You can achieve this by organizing your tasks and goals, giving you the freedom and confidence to be creative. People who balance these skills can dream up new ideas and successfully implement them. Their ability to control and innovate leads to success, whether at work or in personal projects like building a garden gazebo. Record ideas and tasks to outsource your memory effectively. Have you ever gone to the store to buy three things but only left with two? Or did you have a great idea at lunch and forget it by evening? This likely happens a lot. All of our tasks and ideas risk being forgotten if not recorded. The only way to remember everything is to find a way to store your thoughts permanently. Write down all your thoughts and ideas on paper. Make it a habit to use journals to record every idea, task, and thought. Don't worry if some ideas seem bad or if your writing is messy. Just focus on getting everything on paper. Don't rely solely on software, write on physical paper too. Keep a few journals around your home and office so you can quickly jot down ideas as they come to you. When you hold a meeting, always use a whiteboard to jot down notes and ideas. Create mind maps and take pictures afterward to keep a record. While jotting down ideas and tasks, include both immediate actions and long-term goals, like lifetime ambitions. These could be projects such as reviewing your investments, learning piano, or studying a new language. Additionally, if you think of something that might help you achieve these goals, like hiring a piano teacher, write that down too. This way, you're more inclined to take action on it. Organize thoughts and outline clear tasks for straightforward action. Now that you understand the importance of jotting down all your ideas, you should have a long list of notes. What's next? To get the most out of them, you need to organize and sort them. Go through each idea and decide which ones are doable. For these, create simple, specific, physical actions to bring each idea to life. The more detailed you are, the easier it will be to visualize and complete the task. If possible, set a specific time and place to do it and keep your calendar open to help with this. Completing these actionable tasks will help you achieve your long-term goals. For example, when you first jot down ideas, you might think, "Do something for Dad." Make this clearer by turning it into a specific project, like plan an amazing 70th birthday party for dad. Break it down into tasks such as booking a venue, ordering a cake, and hiring a bluegrass band. Additionally, you might realize that doing something for dad is part of a bigger goal, spending more time with your family. Another work example could be if you wrote down improve employee morale. Start by making it specific, like organize regular team events. This involves steps like booking a karaoke bar and sending out invitations. Also, improve employee morale might be part of a bigger goal, such as reducing staff turnover by 15%, which is a long-term objective. Categorize tasks by time and place for efficient organization and execution. By now, you should have a list of tasks that add up in a meaningful way. If you're like most people, you probably have post-it notes, paper to-dos, and digital calendar reminders. To make sense of these tasks, organize and prioritize them. Start by dividing your tasks into three lists: tasks to do now, later, or by someone else. Tasks to do now can be done immediately. Tasks for later might need subcategories for more context. For example, draft job application could go under later, tasks for when I'm at the computer. Or, something you want to read but don't have time for can be under later reading. Arrange tasks and priorities. You can organize important people in your life into subcategories, like your spouse or an old colleague, so you know what to say when you see them next. Create a third list of tasks you've assigned to others and are waiting to be completed. Once you've tackled the actionable tasks, store everything else for later in separate lists. This way, they won't distract you, allowing you to focus on what's essential. After finishing your tasks, sort everything else into separate lists to avoid distraction and stay focused. For example, if one of your life goals is to help those in need, put it on a vision list. Use a maybe list for future possibilities, like considering a collaboration with a third party if the opportunity arises. This system keeps your mind clear, helps you stay organized, and ensures you only focus on what's essential right now. For instance, you may consider collaborating with a third party in the future if the situation permits. Tidy up your lists and workspace regularly to avoid feeling overwhelmed. Let's say you've got several well-organized to-do lists. Keeping them updated can be tricky because you'll likely come up with new ideas and tasks faster than you can complete them. This means your lists will grow and eventually get out of hand, filling up with pages of unfinished tasks. How can you fix this? To keep your to-do lists in check, review them often and cut out tasks that are old or irrelevant. Spend up to 2 hours each week going through and updating your lists, calendars, and projects. For example, if you've been searching for a new job and finally landed one, this should greatly change your to-do lists. Remove everything related to job hunting, like searching for vacancies. This regular cleanup will help keep your list clear and useful. Tips for better task organization. To keep your tasks organized, regularly review and update your subcategories. For instance, if Get Fit is a major goal in the maybe subcategory, consider upgrading it to an actionable project like run next year's marathon. It's just as crucial to maintain the physical places where you manage tasks and ideas. Clear out your inboxes and in-baskets every day or two to prevent clutter and keep your workspace tidy by gathering all documents in one place for processing. Sometimes, moving your office to a new location can provide a refreshing change and improve the organization. Structure daily tasks into projects that support long-term goals for meaningful progress. Have you ever spent a whole day doing small tasks, only to realize later that they didn't matter? To focus on what truly matters in your life, follow these three steps. First, list all your responsibilities to ensure you fulfill them. Create an organizational map showing your duties to yourself and others, breaking them into more detailed areas. For example, a personal responsibility often overlooked is health. On your map, include points like dental care, annual checkups, exercise, and diet. You don't need to be too specific, just being aware of them is enough. The second is to make your daily actions meaningful. Start by organizing tasks into achievable projects. These projects should lead to a larger goal and be doable within a year. For instance, in your personal life, you might aim to grasp the basics of German to work towards becoming fluent in the future. Strategic project management and goal evaluation. In your job, a project might involve hiring a marketing expert or launching a new online store. These aim to achieve a larger goal, like increasing sales by 15%. Lastly, evaluate your goals. Goals are different from projects because they are long-term and strategic. They usually take 1 to 3 years to accomplish. For example, your long-term goal might be to pay off debt. This might involve different projects, like refinancing loans or relocating to a more affordable city. Define their future direction and guiding principles. How can organizations achieve their goals? Start by defining your destination clearly. Visualize where your organization aims to go for success. For instance, a company might set a goal to become the most popular local grocery store by selling the freshest produce. This clarity gives your team a clear path forward. This vision sets a clear path. Focus on sourcing the best produce available. Next, management should define specific guiding principles, basically, values, that the business will follow. Typically, an organization has between 3 and 30 principles, like supporting local communities or delivering excellent customer service. The management team must define and put into action key principles across all levels. Some companies even hire full-time HR managers to ensure these principles are followed. For example, if a principle is to develop employees, the company might implement thorough 360-degree reviews for all staff. Once an organization knows its vision, where it wants to go, and its principles, how it should behave, it can easily resolve many questions. Even tough decisions like should we buy that company? Or should we invest more in research? Can be answered by choosing options that align with the company's vision and principles. Forge your path, define values, and tackle life's big questions boldly. Imagine strolling through a forest, facing choices at every path. You can only see a short distance ahead, like the throw of a stone. Now, imagine soaring high above, looking down at the forest. From this height, you see all the paths clearly and know exactly which one to take. Just as gaining this aerial view helps in the forest, it's crucial to step back from daily details and see your life from a broader perspective. Consider where you see yourself in 10 years. If everything goes perfectly and you achieve great success, what would that look like? Would you, for example, build a grand mansion, travel extensively, or start a charitable foundation? Map your future, goals and values. Create a list of your ideal future goals. These are the things you want to happen, even if they're just dreams right now. Think of them as your path through a forest, the route you aim to follow. Focus on reaching these goals, reviewing them yearly. Also, know your values, honesty, wisdom, generosity, sustainable living, and helping your community are examples. These guide how you want to live alongside what you aim to achieve. Identifying your values means knowing what matters most, no matter where or with whom you are. Write down these values for future reference. Also, ask yourself big life questions. For example, how do you want people to remember you? Should you start a family? Does your career inspire you? Answering these questions helps you focus on what truly matters. Key points. 1. Easily distracted minds struggle to stay focused on important goals. 2. Productivity is better measured by quality progress towards key objectives. 3. Balancing creativity with organizational skills enhances achievement potential. 4. Recording thoughts and tasks improves memory and task management efficiency. 5. Organizing tasks by priority and timeline enhances productivity and clarity. 6. Regular review and update of tasks prevent overwhelm and maintain focus. 7. Clarify future goals and values to guide personal and professional success.